Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What?
Well, how much were they now? Because I bought them.
$240.
Oh, so yeah, I paid $260 for mine.
Jeez, are you hoping to like hold them?
I'm hoping
and then
to
resell
run,
them.
Running them, Mike.
Only place you're going to be running to at that price is bankruptcy court.
But I still right, haven't gotten Michael a gift. Jesus Christ.
Hey, those are some expensive shoes, you know?
Oh, my God. How would you describe your style, Oscar?
Oh, I would say business casual at the moment.
Rob, how would you describe your style?
Disappointing.
You tell that attorney that he's got to start listening now regularly.
I think so.
Because people will bond like they do with a sports team.
And that's the other thing that was so cool about it, and Oscar didn't mention this, but I found this fascinating, is once he realized his dad knew about his client, he was able to bill his father.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We're enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Rancho Mirage, California, Ellsworth, Maine, College Park, Georgia, Cape Town, South Africa, and Gillette, Wyoming. Oh, did I mention Tijuana?
Tijuana.
Tijuana, Mexico. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. later in the show, I will be telling you about, as you can probably tell by listening to my voice, I am still not all there.
You're fighting Delta.
No more Delta.
It might be, but I'll have all the details about that a little bit later
Your sound is consistent. Are you feeling okay?
No, I feel like crap today.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Today's the first day where, you know, the sound matches the way that I
hardware
feel.
Matches the software.
This time of day, you know, it's just a little, the hardware and the software are compatible.
Did you wash,
simpatico
did you,
right
did you
now.
Wash your microphone screen?
No.
Okay, well.
Thanks for reminding
me
of that.
This is his immune system. It's not the microphone screen.
Well, the microphone screen's not helping.
I don't think it's affecting anything.
I'm not really sure. But before we get underway here, because Oscar wants to tell a story about somebody that he works with at Podville, and I just wanted to get this. So I'm driving along, and I'm in my own head, and my mind tends to wander.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
I understand.
And I really don't say this often enough. I probably should say this more often, and I probably should say it on a day where I'm a little bit healthier and my voice won't sound all that raspy, but I'm going to say it now because it needs to be said. And I was thinking about this for a good chunk of the day about throw out the illness right now, because the fact is I really love coming in here and doing what I do. And I was thinking about people during the pandemic and jobs that they have and jobs that they do, and how lucky I am to work with people that are, in my humble opinion, high character individuals. I'm speaking about Rob and Oscar.
Aww,
and and I'll throw Pony in on that too, because we have I am blessed to work with human beings that I believe are just high quality people. And it's been probably 13 years, we're in our 13th year of doing this now, and I just thought about it, and I said, what makes this gig that I have, it's not, believe it or not, as much as I have a massive narcissistic ego, it is not necessarily the ego part of coming in. And I think what I get to is, like, yesterday and the day before and, you know, feeling the way I do, but coming in here and still just having an incredible time. And what I get from the guys that I work with, ladies and gentlemen, is I get 1,000% support for whatever direction or mood or wherever I want to go in. And I get professionalism, which is, we'll make it work. I hear that a lot, that we'll get it done. Yes, we can do that. Let's try this. Ideas that are thrown out from both Rob and Oscar when they get something that's terrific. And I think I hope that I work collaboratively enough to say, that's great, let's run with it. I try like hell to do that. But the bottom line is that the bond that holds us together, and I knew this a long time ago, was you got two guys, three, I don't, my mom and dad aren't around anymore, but you've got, you know, two guys who just take care of their family. And at 62 years of age, I think I'm coming in here saying, if you are blessed to work with good people, I'd say there's a really, really decent chance that they probably, not necessarily a mother, a father, a sister, a brother,
right,
but some family member they usually are looking out for, and they're there. They're there for that. And that might be a real nice thing to observe. It's kind of like when you get married, you say you marry this person's family, mm-hmm. and you do that. But that's what it is. But as far as getting back to the show, it's character. It's high character. I was thinking just in the car, driving along, taking my kid down to his little golf camp today, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, we're having a wonderful discussion and busting Oscar's balls about gifts from my kid. Well, you know, for those of you that have ever listened to this show, you know, you should be more than aware of the fact that both these guys have taken this role when I made them godfather of my son and embraced it. And, you know, with Rob and with Oscar, it's funny because the joke is Oscar rarely misses on that and Rob never misses. And it's just I am incredibly fortunate, and I don't
when
ever,
Carla said yesterday, the car was 5 years
five
ago.
Years
car
ago.
Was 5 years ago. I don't so ever funny. Come in here. I just don't ever come in here and just say it. And I'm saying it to both of you. I'm actually shy when I do this. It's like when George W. Bush was president, and you know, he was great at speeches about warfare and right. military. And but when it was like sensitive time, you kind of kick your feet in the dirt and kind of go, mm-hmm. oh, geez, like that. Because mm-hmm. I know that's not what I'm known for here. So I wanted to put it out there for the world to hear. I was looking forward to coming in and saying this
very
to
sweet of you.
Very you nice. Should all be blessed to have guys that have made this part of my career by leaps and bounds my favorite part of the
Aww.
Career. Have I made more money? Yes, I have. Have I had more notoriety? Yes, I have. But this incarnation, not only do I think it's the best work I've done, because it's really close to who we all are, mm-hmm. and I think I feel that you guys probably feel the same way about it, it's just been a ray of sunshine. So when you come in here, especially on days where you're not 100% and you love what you do, that's great. I love it. I dig it. I dig what I do. And it's not because I get people coming to a meet and greet or a sellout for a live show. I love it because of the process of doing it.
Well, you've said,
with you guys every
you've
day.
You've said it so many times, Mike. It's brotherhood. I mean,
it's
we
great.
Will, we will fight,
yeah,
and we will scream, and it is
it's
a family.
But it's a family. And, I hope the listeners, even those that buy into this the mania that comes with the show at times, like
right.
they understand at the root of it, it's a family.
It is.
Well, we don't, and we it's, look, when we start screaming at one another, that's real.
Yes.
That's usually legit, and then, but it's over.
Yeah,
it's over
true.
After it's over.
Not for
we make our point. We make our, no, not necessarily. No.
And people have come and gone, and we have stayed.
Yes.
Thanks, Maddie.
Well, but Matthew Bloom
wants to be a lady who lunches, and that's what she's doing. God bless
Matt,
her.
Matt, talk about somebody who left us and just never looked back.
No, but Maddie,
she was delighted
Maddie's
to get out of
so
here.
She still talks to Pony. If we have questions, she answers it.
Pony, has Maddie been in contact with you since she left?
Yeah, she wished me a happy birthday the other day. It was very kind of her.
That's great.
So
has
did
she
I.
been in, let me ask you a question. Besides that, has she been in contact with you?
A little bit. Just we don't really talk about the show, though. It's just
do
like
you ever,
silly
do you ever discuss the restraining order?
No, because you know what? She got rid of it as soon as she moved.
She
wasn't necessary what? Anymore.
I'm out in the driveway.
Yes.
Yeah, those are expensive.
So she wished you a happy birthday.
Yes, she did.
Huh.
Must be nice.
Very kind.
All right, that's
well, in fairness,
that's
it's on our calendar, so we get forced to do it.
I get it.
I don't think yours is on our calendar.
My birthday
should,
is not
we
on
we
your
should
calendar?
Add, we should
no,
add
Mike's
it.
Mike's birthday is on my calendar, but I bought mine at Hallmark. It's actually listed.
It's a Rolodex.
It is.
Can I, Mike?
It's right after Canadian Thanksgiving.
Bloom, you're included in this, Bloom, even though you drive us nuts, yes. And you have trouble with basic competence. You're still there.
He's our Bloom. He's our Bloom.
Mike, I appreciate this.
You mentioned you mentioned family. If I may now, thank you for the kind words.
Yes.
And we won't get happy.
No.
One of the most fulfilling and thrilling experiences are for me as a member of this team is to find out someone that has nothing to do with us has some connection to this show, the Mike O'Mara show.
All right. And I love those moments.
And it blows me away because it's one thing when you're like, oh, you used to be, and we used to listen before, and now you're here, or I found you on the web. No. Yeah. When no connection, no fabric.
Right.
We have a corporate attorney here at Podville.
Oh, it's Oscar in the City.
And his name I won't share, but last name is Cola. And Mr. Cola, when he comes on, he is always all business. Mike, you've dealt with this before. The cream of the crop, the business titans, yeah. It's yeah. all business.
Yep.
And maybe for the first four interactions with Mr. Cola, he was very efficient, top of his game. This is the type of person that takes companies public. Like, he helped take DraftKings public. This is a titan of the industry, corporate.
And he has a podcast?
He does not have a podcast. He's just our attorney for the
corporation. Oh, he's your real attorney for the corporation.
Yes, yes.
For that corporation.
He was the guy that handled the restraining order for Maddie.
Very good. Very,
nothing
very good.
To do with that.
I'm kidding, of course.
And it's all been business since then. And at times, I think I mentioned this in a real meeting. I said, Derek, I've looked at your CV and I know that you're used to working with multinationals and $100 million companies. I don't know what deal with the devil you've made to connect with us, but I do appreciate you. And he like put a little smile because somebody up high said, you have to work with this company. They have potential. Let's do this.
Okay.
Last week, we get an email from Derek, and it's usually a bill. You know what I'm talking about, Cola.
Yeah.
And instead of a bill, it was, I just want to thank you all for a wonderful experience I had with his father. His name is Tom Cola. Tom Cola, salute to you, because you've changed and created a dynamic with your son.
So he's thanking you for an experience he'd had with his own father.
His own father.
Papa.
Wow.
And as a man myself, I know that my father doesn't care about what I do for a living. And if there's any type of connection for him to look at me a little differently, I'll take it. And with Derek and his accomplishments, Derek shared with us a kind note that he said, I was mentioning to my father about, you know, work and talking about who I'm connecting with. And he put together Podcast Village, Podville Media, and the Mike O'Mara Show within a conversation and was engaged. And he is a TMOS listener.
The dad is? Wow.
The dad.
How old is the attorney?
The attorney is maybe 40 if I'm lucky.
He's an older dad.
Yeah.
Yes. And
that's awesome.
He said he had a wonderful conversation and really engaged with his father about the show and how we're all building this business. And it's another, frankly, it's another data point in my life where, Mike, you bring so many people together and we are a family.
Yeah.
And when you think like this is out of our scope and this is high finance, high business, the idea that a high-powered attorney like that can connect with his father over working with a brand extension of the Mike O'Mara Show, it's just amazing to me. It blows my mind.
You tell that attorney that he's got to start listening now regularly.
I think so.
Because people will bond. People will bond like they do with a sports team.
And that's the other thing that was so cool about it, and Oscar didn't mention this, but I found this fascinating, is once he realized his dad knew about his client, he was able to bill his father.
Just that, you know, makes all those jokes come back. You know, what do you call 1,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
What?
A good start.
So, Tom Cola,
Tom.
A tip of the cap, a salute to you. Thank you.
That's awesome. That's great.
How you know when a lawyer's lying?
How?
His lips are moving. Sorry. You know, I've had a lot of agents, a lot of lawyers.
These are classics, you know.
Yes.
Hey, I want to tell you. All right, so enough of the niceness. That's
No more niceness.
Like the first 15, you know, believe me, I got it here. Now's where the real Mike's under the weather.
Let's get there.
I have a message.
Let's
all right?
get started.
You know, so Peacock is a subsidiary of NBC, correct?
Yes. The National Broadcasting
Company. They're one of their streaming networks that they have. along with Hulu, I believe. They have that one, too.
They own the Hulu.
They own Hulu. Hmm. Let me just say, I know the Peacock is the NBC logo.
Yeah.
I'd like to suggest a change in logo for the Peacock Network and maybe for NBC in general, okay? As opposed to just having a peacock, and I think it's a cute little logo with the multicolored dots and stuff like that.
Sure.
It's
got, proud as a peacock.
Instead
of
that,
NBC logo.
How about this? How about just it's two hands. One of the hands is holding up a tub of Vaseline, okay? And the other hand is maybe, do three fingers reaching into the Vaseline, all right, for the purpose of Caligulizing the viewer that is out there. Because let me tell you, I rarely do this. Oscar knows this. We have advertised for Hulu on this broadcast.
100%.
We have advertised for streaming services. So I should be very careful here, but I'm throwing that out the window because I am here to tell you, I will not take their money. I will not take their money. That's the way it's going to go. Because I am so mad. I am so pissed.
God.
Because in the history of streaming services, I have never felt more boned in my life. All right?
You were kind of up on them yesterday.
Yeah, you were banging the drum.
Yeah.
Why was I up on them? Because A, you had a great show on there.
Right, and it was free.
Which hasn't changed. And B, free.
Free.
Just give us your info, and you're off and running.
Give
and
I thought it was absolutely. Give us your info, Mr. Powers.
Give us your... I've got it's the cold, Rob. Give us the info. God.
No, I was just
I know where this is going.
I was making them being an evil empire. It wasn't about your voice.
Well, this is... I'm cruising along, streaming, and binging this show.
Love and life.
Absolutely. A little broad, little over the top, little overacting in certain characters in there. But by and large, really fun.
Yeah.
Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin doing a great job of these doctors that are trying to prevent this evil doctor from operating on people and killing people and maiming people and paralyzing people. It's a great show. I still recommend it highly. But I have to go back on what I said when I talked about the Peacock Network being free. Because you know what they did?
What?
Unlike any other, what do almost all streaming services do? They say, would you like to have a 1 month, 2 month, 3 month free trial?
And it's the freemium model, but they give you a heads up.
And then after that, let me tell you how Peacock does. Never been done to me before. All right?
Yes.
I watched 3 episodes of this show, Dr. Death, and I'm cruising along. I said, okay. I'm going to go right on to number 4. Then you do the little thing where down in the lower right-hand corner of your television screen, it says your next episode will begin in 5, 4,
right.
3,
it's one of
2,
the most exciting
1.
Things.
And it pops on, and then my screen is filled with the logo, which should be a tub of Vaseline for the purposes of anal intercourse. Because that's what
well
they did.
Then.
Wow.
And it comes out and said, to watch episode 4,
ooh,
please subscribe to our premium service.
Oh, it's a drug dealer model.
It's
the first
a drug
taste is free.
Deal.
Give you a heads up.
It is a drug. It is the most despicable model for dealing with consumers where they say, hey, come on in. It's A-OK.
Yeah.
And then they don't allow you to even watch one series. And by the way, when you want to talk about their promos that they run on this crap network, when you want to talk about, you know, what they've got, oh, let me see if I can watch the George Lopez show reruns. You know, yeah, we've got The Office, we've got SNL, we've got Cheers. F you. I have absolutely zero interest in watching your rehashed, overpriced crap on my television.
Mike, you need to come on over.
I am furious.
Come on over to Paramount where you can watch iCarly.
I don't need any streaming service that isn't going to load me up a la Netflix to a degree Amazon Prime that's not going to load me up with brand new content or new movies that are running.
Right.
I don't want your garbage, but they... They're going to get it out of me. I'll figure out how to cancel after I enjoy my little Dr. Death.
They've got that big closet. They've got that big closet full of old videotapes, and they're just selling
them. That's all they
have. That's all they have.
That's all they have.
And they don't even have. And they don't even have good old stuff, just
and
old
stuff. This promo, by the way. Oh, by the way, there are two options. There's the $4.99 where you subscribe.
Right.
Yeah.
Or the $9.99. So you don't get any commercials.
Yes.
Oh, they love
so
that.
So for the privilege of subscribing for $4.99 a month.
How much do you hate commercials?
You get commercials on it.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them, but you
is
get
it
them.
Is it possible?
Oh, God.
And this is not the drug dealer model. This is...
The DDM?
No, this is the champagne room model where the songs are fast. You pay per song, and then if you want to go to the next round, baby, you got to pay.
Yeah, but I mean, did you really?
But don't you think it's a little underhanded?
Extraordinarily underhanded.
There is a 1% chance, 100% chance, that you sped through the login and didn't read the fine print, and then boom.
Of course I didn't read the fine
Doesn't
print.
Doesn't matter.
I just said,
are you saying?
By the way, I've subscribed to a lot of things where they say start your free trial.
That's they just
fine
don't make
too.
It obvious.
Well, the thing is that a free trial
I forget
trial should,
to go back and cancel it, so I'm probably subscribed to a lot of things.
It should be a month. It should be a month at the very least, but you're saying it was three episodes.
Three episodes.
Hits. The fourth hit, he's got
to
pay.
Exactly.
To my listeners who I raved about this show. I got it from Dave. I forgot what the name the listener's name
was.
But,
Dave Coulier.
No, I'm not going to bring him into it. It's my fault. This is my fault
okay.
because I could not believe it has never happened to me before. What do I hear that's like white noise in the background? It's like, hold on. Let me see. It's coming from you guys. Hold on. Let me hear. Yeah, it's coming from you guys.
Mm. Let me check our gating. I think it might be our gating.
Yeah, let's do the gating.
Just sounds a little wah, wah, wah. Anyhow, it just, this enraged me. And because I'll tell you why it enraged me. When I'm binging, and this is how they get you. When I'm binging this show, I am not going back. I'm not quitting. I am hooked. It is the true drug model.
Yeah.
The sound's gone. Did you fix it?
I did fix it.
They took the gating off.
That's fantastic, yes. Rob. You never do that. That's great.
He's learning.
I'm learning.
We're all evolving.
Yes.
That's great. So anyhow, Peacock, but the show, man.
And also, another thing, when they did the rollout of Peacock, they said, all of your NBC favorites, including the Johnny Carson show. And I said, hey, you know what? That interests me. And I looked into
and
it.
And that would be,
but,
you know what?
But you know what?
Like, you're like every other American that would probably say, anybody over the age of 48, 49, who would say, this is fantastic.
But
of
I looked
I'd
into
like
it. I looked into it. It's not the Tonight Show.
Of course,
it's a
it's
show
not.
He did before the Tonight Show because Carson owns the Tonight Show, and what NBC owned, they erased.
Mm.
So it's a bad bunch of business over there at Peacock.
How long have they been horrible? Of all of them, and by the way, we worked for one of these companies.
Oh, yeah.
All right? They all suck.
Well,
make no mistake about it. These suits are just despicable. But NBC, really, with what they did to Letterman and Conan, and you know, but
Baywatch.
Who did they keep on our screen? Jay.
And remember
they
when
kept
they gave
Jay
they gave
on
Jay,
our screen
they gave
for
Jay
you.
10 o'clock. Yeah, you can have 10 o'clock. You have 10 o'clock 5 days a week. Yeah, that'd be great.
I swear to God, go back to Fred Silverman, and it's been a crappy network. You know that?
Yes.
With great shows.
Yeah.
With great shows. Mm-hmm. And that they managed to screw it up somehow. It was ridiculous.
And why? And you know what? Why do they get some...
Rub your eye, Mike. That's really professional.
Why do they somehow get a free pass? Because you know what?
Because they're a Heritage Network.
But yeah, well, I mean, there's other Heritage Network. Do you know, I will occasionally happen upon the Today Show. I used to be a Today Show junkie. It's a disaster.
Yeah, they got us.
It's almost unwatchable.
I went months without watching and then turned it on for a brief period of time, and I forgot what they were doing, but it was some bubbly, happy, cotton candy, garbage, swill, dreck that I just could not watch anymore because they've turned it into, they went from ruining news.
Right.
They did that. They slowly eased out of anything because that's back when, right around the time the Duggars those felons
they had the,
came on NBC.
They
right?
had sort of like an open door policy to the Duggars. The Duggars,
the Duggars on the Today anytime, Show anytime that an egg would be fertilized, the Duggars would come back on the Today Show. That's when it started drifting
away. And you
away
know what?
From
this is the thing is that you and I, that's when we were on in afternoons and you and I were watching it and we'd come in and bemoan how bad it was. But we didn't realize how bad it was going to get.
It went from a network where you were really covering news to in the morning, or a show that was covering news, to a show that said, this is really a sad story. We need some really sad music to make sure people know it's sad. Dun, 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 me, like that. And now Peacock, you whores, you dirty, dirty, filthy whores.
But
you know
paid.
What we do when we want
you're
our listeners
paid,
to
right?
pay? When we want our listeners to pay, we said, hey, by the way, we're trying to make our way here. We're trying to survive as a show financially.
Right.
So we are moving our free content off of Friday entirely because we want you, in order to support our business model, pay for a bonus show on Friday alone. And by the way, I believe that seems to be working, and I hope it continues to work. And for those of you that are the P1s that support anything we do, God bless you for doing
it.
Mike,
I know that that Peacock has made you sad. If you'd like to discuss it, I have the music for you.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Red buttons. Dead at 87.
The late red button.
I don't know where. I don't know. It's just very, very frustrating for me.
I got to the fourth episode of The Doctor Show, and then I was asked to pay. I'm Craig Melvin.
Yeah.
We're back after this.
Yeah, give me that, and I'll do the Peacock thing. Right?
Okay, hold on. Go ahead.
I was really enjoying my content on television, and then I found out that my streaming service really wasn't free. It was Peacock. Grease me up. Jam it in the hole.
That was Savannah.
The sad hole.
Oh, sad we're hole. Not talking about that anymore.
Yeah. So, anyhow, I still love The Doctor Show. I love The Doctor Show, but it also has made me think about doctors, and
doctor.
I think you have to be really, really scared of the cocky doctor. I told you the story about the doctor down here, right?
Yeah.
The pain doctor that, that ended up going to prison because of financial misdeeds.
Right.
And the fact that he came in that one day that I was going, by the way, extreme pain in my hip before I had him totally removed and replaced. And he came in with his Philadelphia Eagles jersey on. All slicky boy NFL weekend. Aren't you cool?
Yeah.
Aren't you cool? And then like 3 months later, I'm looking at the news and I see this guy for malfeasance is going to jail.
When you saw that story, how did it make you feel?
Oh, I tell you, he was a pain guy. I actually let him give me an injection right in my hip joint and now he's in jail. And actually, now I think he's out of jail and selling pools. We'll be right back. Did I tell you the I didn't
you
tell
did.
You the follow-up.
No, this is new.
No, the pool thing is new.
This is all new.
Yeah.
Carla saw this guy out with a pool guy.
Oh, wow.
Going door to door. Well, I don't know if it was door to door. I think they were going to a house where they had a project.
Who wants a pool?
And she sees this guy getting out of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Actually
so he
getting
was,
out of a car, and it's this guy.
So he was like assistant to the pool guy. Was he like the guy that was the
like he was a sales trainee.
Or
like he won't be practicing medicine.
Well, I imagine that's a privilege that can be taken
was
away.
It,
right.
Was or was it maintaining your pain by the pool?
I don't think so.
Aquatherapy?
I don't think he's able to.
Aquatherapy.
Yeah. He was also slicky boy when he was giving me my injection.
Mm.
Which, by the way, worked. You know, just like Peacock's show, Dr. Death, works for me, but it doesn't take away from the fact that Peacock has peacocked me.
Well, Peacock gave you an injection as well, but one of a different sort.
I don't begrudge a streaming service charging.
No.
If they let me know up front,
be up front.
Would have paid it anyway.
Yeah.
Would have paid it anyway. So that's it. In fact, we'll use this music to go to the promo. Can we use this
music
to go
to the
promo?
You want to go to the spots with the NBC music?
All right.
Sure.
So I will finish the run of Dr. Death. Hopefully enjoy it with Alec Baldwin and Christian Slater, but I will be sad. Because I kind of was lied to. We'll be back with Beck. No, start it again. God damn it.
You know, you can't be blamed. You're sad.
Yeah.
It's fine. I won't yell at myself.
You're so sad.
We've got some sensitive listeners and viewers in the Mike O'Mara audience, and I want to tell you, I won't yell at myself like I did yesterday. I know that upset lots of you when I lectured myself. We'll be right back with more show right here.
Hit me!
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now!
Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by WordTune. Imagine how much easier writing would be if you had a pro on call who could review drafts whenever you want. WordTune can do that digitally. Don't waste time agonizing over the perfect sentence. With WordTune, you hit deadlines on time every time. WordTune provides options based on your original words so you can take your writing to the next level. WordTune is the first AI-powered online writing tool that understands meaning so you can feel confident that what you're writing is as smart as you are. WordTune uses the most advanced language processing technology available. Nothing else can compete with WordTune. It's really an amazing thing to put on your computer. And by the way, I'd probably have WordTune find another word instead of thing, because I just called it a thing.
It'll do that for you to give you choices. You know, there's actually, you can select casual or formal.
Oh,
and it'll,
I love it.
It'll format the document you're doing to the audience that you're catering to. It's amazing. It has different
tones.
It's
a game changer. Yeah. WordTune is ideal for detail-focused writers, managers seeking to drive their point home, or anyone whose writing could use a little tune-up. Words matter, and if you want to succeed with your writing, let WordTune be your guiding hand. WordTune works anywhere you're working online, Google Docs, Slack, Outlook Web, WhatsApp, and more. Our listeners can try WordTune for free at WordTune.com/TMOS. Get help writing your emails, reports, presentations, resumes, blogs, today. Go to WORDTUNE.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
Yes, it is. And Jeff Bezos successfully launched himself, his brother, and two other people into space yesterday on board the extremely phallic-looking New Shepard spacecraft. The ship took off from a launch pad in Texas just after 9 a.m. About 7 minutes in, the head separated from the shaft and achieved weightlessness. Just telling it like it is, boys.
What is the matter with you?
I'm sorry. I'm not well. I can't help myself trying. The ship it was great. It was a success. No glitches. 10 minutes. That's how long the entire flight took, or the average break time an Amazon employee gets over a 12-hour workday.
Anthony Anderson was filling in for Kimmel last night. He says, it takes longer to microwave a lasagna.
The flight made history by carrying the oldest and youngest people to ever fly in space. They are, I don't care. The booster rocket is actually reusable, which is admittedly kind of cool. It landed safely on a landing pad 2 miles from the launch site. After the capsule landed, Bezos said, quote, bad, 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 rich, 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 rich. Later on, he told reporters, quote, blah, 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 I'm great. Blah, blah, blah,
actually, blah, Mike, there is one quote that I was going to do in the audio vault, but I'd like to play it here because it fits. Talk about tone deaf. He's in that press conference with his stupid cowboy hat, the old lady and the little boy, and this is what he says.
And then I want to thank every Amazon employee and every Amazon customer, because you guys paid for all of this. So seriously, for every Amazon customer out there and every Amazon employee, thank you from the bottom of my heart very much.
Dummy!
Touch douche. Really, I swear to God.
When Elvis was crazy high on pills, mm-hmm. There's a legendary concert when he was on stage. And he said, I want you all to see these rings because you paid for them.
Yeah.
And but this is a guy that's not high on pills.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. John Stewart. I love John Stewart. He's coming back with an Apple TV series, The Problem with John Stewart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving him back to us.
Yeah.
It doesn't premiere until September, but the crew put together a sketch about narcissistic billionaires. I cannot tell you how much we need John Stewart in the world.
Now more than ever.
So, I just get so disappointed that he's so close to Stephen Colbert. But he's a loyal guy. That's the way he rolls. It's the sketch stars Jason Alexander as Bezos. Tracy Morgan as his diverse friend. And a mop as Richard Branson.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, God. Check it out. In the sketch, Alexander puts on a cowboy hat just like Bezos did yesterday, but the sketch was filmed weeks ago, so what they meant was for an over-the-top moment of parody, Bezos did for real.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
So that's something to look forward to. You remember that John's good buddy Stephen Colbert actually hosted the live stream of Branson's spaceflight. Okay, so you can't have it, but see, that's where Colbert isn't on the same level. Colbert, he never has been.
Colbert has a big, fat check to cash.
Yeah, he does.
He answers to the networks, and I mean,
He had Branson on right after that to brag about it, so it was there. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce basketball players' names. I know his first name.
It's Manute Bol.
It's Giannis.
Giannis.
Antetokounmpo. Compo. Every Milwaukee Bucks fan is going to be mad at me right now. I am sorry. I am not. He put up 50 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 blocks as the Milwaukee Bucks. Let me give him a ta-da. There we go. They beat the Phoenix Suns 105-98 to win the NBA championship. This is Milwaukee's second title, but their first was 50 years ago in 1971. So that's the Bucks, baby. Way to go. Congratulations.
Milwaukee has always been known as a great basketball town.
Mike, he's also known as the Greek Freak. So
actually, the Bucks, Milwaukee has been, Rob. It's been a big basketball
town. Just, to me, it doesn't seem basketball-y. I don't know. They seem
I know the Brewers.
Yeah, the Brewers, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, exactly. You don't know anything about sports. Why do you pretend? Why do you pretend?
Because it's fun.
This is the man who described a football game that was 21-3 as like a nail biter.
Mike, you still don't realize. You still don't realize I was being ironic. I tried to explain it a dozen times. You never bought into it.
No, I don't think you were.
All right.
I know irony. Well, I've lived and worked in irony my whole life.
I was being sarcastic about it. I was saying that it was a nail biter because it wasn't close.
How about sports games?
Now that I did say. Without a trace of irony.
Speaking of sports, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, not the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yes.
They had their White House visit yesterday, and Brady cracked an election joke, which I think is kind of funny. Wasn't Tom Brady kind of a Trumpy-Trump guy for a while?
Yeah,
I think for a little while,
There was this, the association to the Kraft family through his former head coach, and then maybe he's the real turn.
Tom now.
Maybe he's made the turn.
Yeah.
Well, he said during the ceremony, he said, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won. You understand that, Mr. President. That's funny.
That is funny.
I like the new Tom Brady. Yeah, I really do. President Biden replied, quote, I understand that. So that was funny.
What are you going to say?
A little humor.
And they're calling the town Champa Bay.
At least we're back to normal in that sense. These small wins and victories where you can have a team show up to the White House without making it a big deal.
You know, not being divisive,
Hold on, let me see this. This just came
up.
In.
Breaking news whenever it feels like breaking.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait a minute.
This just did.
Here we go.
Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. That's all right. Uh-oh. We got it. Here we go.
I got a rewritten story. It said, so he said, you understand that, right, Mr. President? And Joe Biden replied, you dick. There you go. Thank you. Hey, everybody, it's National Hot Dog Day.
Woo! Oh, fantastic.
I love a hot dog.
Me too.
According to new research, West Virginia is the state that loves hot dogs the most.
That's
right over the border over there. You can do that. Rob, you can get there very, very quickly.
And you know, Robert is actually going there for 4 years. He'll eat up plenty of hot dogs, I'm sure.
That's good.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? Any reasoning?
I don't really know. I might, you know, I've gotten in trouble probably with a big network, with a giant network.
Well, I'll
today.
Offer
I
don't wanna, this.
It's, I don't want to really start taking okay, on okay. states or anything.
It's but a they soft also listed, food. Easy to chew.
They listed the city that loves hot dogs okay. the most. It is not in West Virginia. Would you oh. like to hazard a guess?
It's got to be Herndon, Virginia.
Dallas.
No, that's not a city, Rob. That's a
Dallas.
Town.
It's township, yeah.
Dallas is not correct.
How about Chicago? They're famous for their hot dogs.
You would think that would be a good choice, but that is incorrect.
Los
also.
Angeles, they got Pink's hot dogs there.
No. Oh, I'll give you one hint coming up here
Please.
In a second.
All right.
I'm trying to figure out a cryptic hint.
I know it's not D.C. because we're a half-smoke city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, is it a southern city or is it...
Yeah, give us a region.
It is a northern city.
Oh, I don't know.
It is
know
a northeastern
this.
City.
Well, okay. The obvious guess would be New York City with all the hot dog carts.
You're getting warm.
Just like the hot dog.
Connecticut.
Well, what's interesting is this individual,
Hartford.
I think, serves them at his restaurant.
Oh, it's Buffalo?
It's Buffalo.
Hey!
Oh, yes, Maddie. Jimmy.
The hot dog. The
How
hot
dare
dog.
You.
A
I still
dog.
Like having, I loved having Mayor Masiello on the show.
Yeah,
that
so
was
great.
Fun.
His wife was awesome.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah would a killer to drop me a note. All right, here we go. Moving right
Probably
along
more
here.
Likely to hear from the mayor.
So it seems like women are in prime style mode for decades. While men go from looking like overgrown teenagers to wearing jean shorts, denim hats, socks with sandals, and unnecessary belts in no time flat.
Wow.
I like unnecessary belts.
Yeah.
But what does science say?
Science!
A recent study found that men hit their style prime at the age of 30. 30 years old.
That's probably right.
Yeah. Remember me in 2001? Gorgeous.
Yeah, you've never had style.
No.
Ever.
You're right.
Before that, the average guy will go through 5 overall looks, 4 hairdos, and 3 different facial hairstyles. Roughly 40% of the 2,000 men surveyed described their style as casual.
Yeah.
While 10% would call it smart.
Hi. Mm. Smart. Business.
How would you
smart,
describe
casual.
Your style, Oscar?
Oh, I would say business casual at the moment.
Rob, how would you describe your style?
Disappointing.
So true.
To all involved.
That's great. I don't have so anything true. More. I'm sorry. I'm moving on.
Okay.
That was funny enough where I can move on. Hit the thing, please.
Do the
Thank
thing.
You.
Hit the thing.
Now a little something, something, ladies and gentlemen. An El Paso, Texas dentist is warning people against trying a dangerous new viral trend, cleaning your teeth with a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Mm-hmm.
This has been big news for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The trend gained traction on social media platform TikTok, with the original video gaining more than 255,000 likes since it was posted in June.
TikTok.
Magic. TikTok.
Internet.
TikTok. Magic Eraser is a Mr. Clean branded line of cleaning pads made with chemicals that should not be consumed or used on any body part. Dr. Richard Black, Dean of the Hunt School of Dental Medicine, said trying dangerous trends such as this one could pose lifelong damage Ooh, to oof. Your teeth.
Damn.
And he's the dean of the dental school. For those, by the way, using a magic eraser to clean your teeth, I would like to remind you also not to drink paint thinner, avoid using a hairdryer in the tub, cleaning your gun with the barrels pointing away from you, and refrain from using lighters in your mouth when you're pretending to be a dragon. Thank you very
And we'll
much.
Have all those That's tips it. In the show notes.
Might have been funnier if
I
it didn't
it.
Sound like I was talking is tough. We'll take a break. We will come back with something right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was in pain on my angry deathbed.
Oh, boy, you.
It's my aching belly, my diverticulitis, which is flaring up.
I'm going to cry, baby. Oh, you're going to fucking cry. Look at him, he's crying.
It's going to be embarrassing, but since I have no material left on the show today, and I'm cloudy, and I'm having trouble reading, I will tell you it's because I wore too tight pants. I drink your milkshake, oh, Eli.
Mike O'Mara is killing himself for you. Are you so selfish that you can't show some damn common decency and buy a bonus show subscription? He gives and gives day after day, and you sit out there with your hand out like a selfish You're killing him! How dare you! Click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and buy a bonus show subscription today for the love of God!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. When was the last time you refinanced? If it's been more than a year, we should talk about how much money you could be saving. The stalled economy and the Delta variant have pushed interest rates back to the lowest levels in a year. Add in double-digit appreciation, and it's the perfect storm to take cash out or simply refinance to a lower rate or term. You need to call the only company that I recommend, my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money, and they guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. At the end of the day, you go with the company you like, you trust, and the one that offers benefits, savings, and solutions. We love them. Cornerstone is that company. Send them a recent mortgage statement and instantly see how much money they can save you. Loan officers are working overtime to accommodate what is likely the last opportunity. Think about that. The last opportunity to take advantage of the lowest rates ever. Call your local licensed and ethical loan officer now at Cornerstone First Financial. 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Please do it now. You will be glad you did. We've all used them.
Do
and
it.
We
Great.
Love them. Okay, I know I don't want to, I want to talk about what you guys want to talk about, but I have to mention that yesterday on the show, talking about the cold that I got over the weekend.
Right,
and reading everything that I've read, I thought the responsible thing to do would be to go and get tested. And so I was tested this morning at probably about 9 o'clock, and I will get the results tomorrow, and I'll let you know what's going on.
Good.
It is, you know, it is a strange world that we live in, and when you're reading about breakthrough cases, which are people who have been vaccinated, who have also gotten it, I started the process. So it started at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm taking my kid down to camp, and I'm driving him in the car, and I call I don't want to overstate it because I see these people all the time, okay? So I don't want to, like, you know, they say don't S where you eat and things like that. I don't want to, you know, discuss in any bad way my regular doctor's front office of full-time idiots, okay? Really, honest to God. You know what they're good at? Put donut down. Put pastry to the left.
Hello.
You've had a long, interesting relationship with this front office. Have you thought about why do you stay?
Is it because you like the doctor? I like the doc.
Okay.
I like the doc. Him as a human being.
Have you spoken to him about his choice of helpers that maybe they could tighten up?
It's just always the same. It's always it's always the same drill. And it just took maybe the better part of a half an hour between dropping my kid off, having to pull off into the parking lot to wait to drop him off while I'm going through this just BS.
Right.
Phase one, only to be farmed off. I'll put you in touch with the nurse, and then bam, right to a voicemail. And you
not
know,
helpful. I would rather hear with that point. You want to hear the nurse will get back to you. You don't want to be parked to voicemail. That's the worst.
No.
It's a dead end.
So I call back, and then it was another like 15 minutes where she says, "All right, I'll get up and go try to find someone." That's what she said to me.
Oh my God!
And
you're going to stand.
What she's doing? She's going to stand.
Yes.
God forbid that's going to. And then she comes back and she says, I actually spoke to the doctor. Yeah, I know. You spoke to the doctor because none of your nursey wonders has gotten their asses into work yet.
Right.
I know how your office works. And he said that you probably should just go downstairs into the walk-in clinic. I said, thank you for, I didn't say this, but I wanted to.
Right.
I said, thank you for telling me something you could have told me 1 hour and 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So then I went down and the walk-in clinic, where you would think it would be frantic and crazy and just a beautiful oasis of competence.
Well, the,
everywhere you look.
The receptionist doesn't like the walk-in clinic because it involves walking.
She didn't like that.
Didn't like
then
that
Then I get
part.
A guy, I think probably a PA, probably a physician's assistant that came back, and he swabbed me, and then he said this. So what he said to me is he was speaking to his doctor that he works with regularly, who's up on the third floor, Dr. Miller, and Dr. Miller said to me, I don't know what this is about, but it is as though someone turned on a light switch with people coming in complaining about scratchy throats, post-nasal drip, sneezing, and it's been happening a lot. And he says that this has just happened recently, in the last week or two, that they have been seeing case after case after case. And, of course, people like me are erring on the side of caution
sure.
to say,
yes.
what is this? You know, what is going on with that? And I still don't know. I believe this has been in my system for probably 4 or 5 days, so I don't
Did he offer anything dire
because with my situation.
If you take the direness out of it, I think the fact could be that we've all been masked up for so long, and now that we're easing ourselves back out,
could be.
Colds are spreading. It could happen.
Be.
Yeah.
It actually could be. I will tell you that I am just in my gut, I'm 95% on the side of this being negative. But if it's not, I think I got to probably go back to the protocol of kind of locking down, which sucks, you know, because I have been vaccinated and they don't know enough about transmittability. Is it transmissible? Yeah. How transmissible I am.
Transmission rate.
What the transmission rate is for people that have been vaccinated. So that's where I am right now.
That's a tough place to be, especially with kids.
Yep.
And there's a lot of unknowns. I don't think the economy is going to shut down again. I think we're going to deal... I think there might be a possibility of people going back to mass in certain situations like LA has. But, Mike, you're doing the most responsible thing to see if you have the time and you have the resources, go get checked.
Yeah.
Go get tested.
Oscar, what kills me is the economy doesn't have to shut down.
No.
None of this, all of this was avoidable. All of this would be avoidable. I think we would have probably smited it. Now, listen, I'm also saying I think I got a cold. So I don't think it's relevant for me to really just be popping off right here talking about the fact that, you know, COVID this, COVID this.
Yeah, but you've been wrong a lot before.
About my health?
Yes.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. So
see you know, that? Remember when you said it was stigmata? It wasn't stigmata. You
it
cut
was
yourself.
Not. It was not. Look, I didn't realize that I was holding the red magic marker the wrong way. I didn't know that
put the
that
Sharpie
was happening.
Down.
I don't put it down the right way, Michael. So... here's the last thing old Mark said to me in the walk-in today.
Yeah.
And by the way, they have these places all over the country. This is not an urgent care facility. This is a walk-in clinic that's part of my physician's office complex.
All right.
So I get blood testing done there, and I can walk in and see somebody if I need to.
Get a shave.
The last thing he said was he's getting positives for people that have been vaxxed every couple of days.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that it is not good. It is not good at all. Because, you know, ultimately, what do we all believe, if that's the case, that the vaccinations were supposed to prevent people from getting infected?
No.
That's what most people thought it would do. I will tell you that the variant we're talking about is just so incredibly virulent that that's probably why people that are vaxxed are getting it.
And maybe I'm wrong, but I think that is probably prevalent as far as school of thought. But I was under the impression that you could still get COVID. You just wouldn't end up in the hospital.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. I think that most people probably, that is the truth. That is the fact.
Yes.
But, you know, I think anybody that got vaxxed, myself included, was thinking, well, I can kind of put it to rest. I don't have to worry about this.
Oh, it wouldn't
this.
Be top and, of mind. But So I was, I'm happy we're having this conversation. I know probably it's not like the fun stuff we do. But if you're thinking about this at home, you start thinking about planning events or what's the idea of just getting a cold is off-putting right now. Let alone there being a variant out there that
it's a little scary. Right?
Of course,
I think it's natural to feel the way you feel, Mike. Yeah. I think I would feel the same way.
Now, have you heard the thing? I saw it. And I don't know how substantiated it is, but the word going around that there's some studies saying that the Johnson & Johnson vax was not going to be as effective as preventing. The breakthrough.
You want to start that one again?
You flamed out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really did.
Yeah.
I've been flaming out a lot lately. We just can't have both people flaming out. Yeah. This is when you got to up your game a little bit.
I've heard that the Johnson & Johnson vax is not as effective as preventing the breakthrough as the other two. And so I'm wondering.
Can you say that sentence again? You got that sentence wrong, too.
The Johnson & Johnson vax is not as effective as preventing a breakthrough as the other two are.
Not as effective as preventing a breakthrough?
What do you mean?
I'm just trying to understand what you're saying.
All right. They're saying that.
Say it again. Start the sentence again.
Let me rephrase.
All right.
If you were to rank the efficacy of all three vaccines against a breakthrough, Johnson & Johnson is the least effective. And that people.
A breakthrough infection.
Yeah.
You had to finish that sentence.
That if you got the. I will not take this from you.
So you are more likely. If you get 20 people that are vaxxed,
right.
The people that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine have the greatest chance of a breakthrough infection.
And I don't know how substantiated this is, but I have heard it. And I'm curious, did your guy at the clinic mention what vaccine these people had?
No, he wanted to talk about how the Peacock Network is screwing everybody. That's what he wanted to talk about. That's what he did. He was a really nice guy. He was a really great guy. I didn't even know what his credentials were.
Well, he's not really a doctor.
They made you pay.
He was a communications major.
He just came in off the street.
He's got a summer internship.
Good morning. Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I'd love to wear those coats. You know,
that's why they call it a walk-in clinic. Anyone can walk in.
That's the one thing about this TV show that's on Peacock that's so great. Dr. Death is, I am so curious to find out why this guy messed up so often and was it really on purpose? That seems to be the big discussion that's going on.
And now you had to pay to find out.
Yeah.
I paid. There was.
Dearly.
Don't let my bitching confuse you. I paid. Gladly. I immediately paid. No hesitation. That's how much I like the show.
You needed the heroin. You needed it.
Yeah, the crack. The crack.
The crack.
So tomorrow, when we do this show, you should be hearing my results, and I'll let you know what happens.
That's pretty good with one day turnaround now, yeah.
Your front
selling. Well, they have the rapid ones where you wait 15 minutes, but I don't know why I didn't get that.
No, those are suspect at best.
Right.
There's something, but if you can get the one that, take a little time, they'll give you the results, get that guy.
I would have gotten them both.
Well, I don't understand it. Look, he said it's a very efficient test,
yes.
And it took only a couple of minutes. I dropped my drawers, bent over, and that was it.
Did he show you the Peacock logo?
Said, oh, I've never gotten one like this. And he said, you've never gotten one from me. It was fascinating.
98% accurate, he said.
Right. We'll talk about something else when we come back. Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
As we come out of this pandemic, 2021 is going to be all about hot girl summer. And the hottest celebrity pool won't be in Vegas or Miami. So go to the TMOS shopping center and get a new sarong from Target. And maybe you might be invited behind the velvet rope.
What is love?
To Blair. New York's hottest new swim club.
So get your beach body working on now. And I'll be seeing you in the pool. Capiche?
All right.
Mike, the pool is called Blair.
Blair.
Is that, speaking of Blair,
I know.
Had some contact with Paul Blair Christine. Look next week for a wonderful segment on the show where we will be talking to Paul Blair Christine about the best food, his best recommendations for restaurants in New York City. Bring your pen, bring your paper. You're going to love that.
Yes.
Look, the guy posts beautiful pictures of food.
Yeah. Glamour
everywhere
shots.
He goes.
A foodie of foodies.
He is a savant, and he accepted my invitation eagerly, and I can't wait to get Paulie Christine
shocked.
On the show next
He's normally
week.
So shy.
Welcome back. To the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. Rob, talk about Best Fiends. I've done all these commercials. You can
let me tell you a little bit about Best Fiends. It is an amazing puzzle game. There are a lot of puzzle games out there, but this one is great because when you play it, there is no end in sight. I'm at level, I wrote it down, I'm at level 3,900. It's called Numeric Prisons. You have to destroy 6 flowers, 21 slimes, and 8 caged beasties.
Mm.
But every time you advance a level, it's just a little different. And you earn these yellow and blue, I think they call them meteoroids.
Ooh.
I forget what they call them, but you use them to buy more powerful creatures, your fiends, to clear the puzzle board. But what's so nice about it is after a day of being really intense and worrying about this and that and the other thing, if you want to sit down in front of your TV, Best Fiends is like a mental break. Because you can look at the puzzle, solve the puzzle, get through the puzzle, and you can just go to another place for a little while. It is like a vacation for your brain. And I mean, I've been with it for nearly 4,000 levels. That says quite a bit. I'm not a big gamer. I love this game.
Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends, hey, without the R.
Can we have the call to action again there, Paul Turner?
Yeah. That's Friends without the R.
The best.
Best Fiends. Yeah. All right. All right. Oscar's got a new thing.
Yes, he's
always doing new things. What is this StockX, your footwear warehouse?
Well, it's collectibles, not just footwear
warehouse. Oh, God. Collectible sneakers?
I'm not a sneakerhead, and I at times I disrespect sneakerheads.
I don't know. I think you have
I wonder sometimes, is it worth actually getting involved in buying certain sneakers and holding them to see if their value appreciates as an investment, diversifying your portfolio.
Are these sneakers that have been on other people's feet?
No. Well, you could buy used ones, but that's not the essence of StockX.
You know, Robert bought and sold shoes.
Yeah,
and he did. I mean, he wore them
and then sold them.
Yeah, but he was very particular about them. You know, like they weren't dirty. He kept them very clean.
Okay,
the whites were screaming.
Where
white.
Would he sell them?
He would sell them to people at school.
Oh,
yeah,
at a local park.
Yeah,
under the cover of night.
A little, yeah, just shades of darkness.
So, is there like a weird aftermarket thing that I don't
there
know
is,
about.
There is, Mike, is? And I wanted to get your take on this. I'm not dive. If I'm going to get into any investments, it's going to be cryptocurrency. When Coinbase finally comes on,
shoebase
advertiser.
That's right.
But StockX has been. I've been enamored for some time with, and I'll log on to the app and I'll see how much sneakers are selling for, and I feel like I'm missing a completely different language where. You can buy new sneakers that haven't been worn and they can be authenticated by this third party and then sent to you. And I sat there, I was like, well, who could get into this? So if it's not for me, and I do like brand new sneakers that somehow get sold out and end up on this marketplace as soon as they come out.
Like concert tickets, except
yes.
It's sneakers.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I found...
You hear about Sam? Yeah, he got some Jordan 1 retro high electric orange.
You can get retro sneakers, but you can also get collectibles like Funko Pop dolls. And I said, well, maybe there's something for Rob here, just so I could show him for the show.
There will be a lot for Rob. I'm looking on the website right now.
Would you
a lot
buy...
Of Jordans.
Do they have kangaroos?
Would you buy a Funko, an Elvis Funko Pop for $450?
Not for $450. Well, let me see it.
Let me show you.
All right. The only Funko Pop I have now is a Mr. Rourke. You know what? That's a pretty good Funko because it's a jumpsuit with a cape. But
the Fantasy Island guy?
Yeah, it's too high. Right. It's too high.
$450?
Yeah, that's maybe a $100 collectible, I would think.
Okay.
I would think.
A $100 collectible.
Yeah, that's what I would pay.
Shut up!
Mike.
Now how much would you pay?
A Lego set for your kids. Your son's into Legos.
So it's all. This is all on this website.
Yes.
So it's not just shoes.
So didn't Rob get you a Yoda, get little Michael a Yoda?
Lego
set. Lego set.
Right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Really
big one. How
much
do you
think
that's worth in the aftermarket?
Do you have that?
Is it the, which one is it? Is it right here? Let me show Rob. That's the one?
Guy, yeah.
That's the one? Last sale, $79.
Holding steady. Holding steady. That's what
so
I paid
right
for
about
it.
God, you spent too much, Rob. That's so.
I like it. I thought that was pretty cool, though.
I think that will appreciate. Correct.
I'm sure it will.
Well, if it's on here already, somebody wants it.
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
Pretty impressive.
That's really amazing.
Which made
that's
me a- ask of you, Mike.
Yes.
You like buying watches and wearing them once and then putting them to the side. Like that's your thing,
right?
Because
you're a watch guy.
No, that's not true.
No, he has a bushel basket in his bedroom where he throws his discarded
watch. No, that's not true.
Watches.
Most people
have a pen cup. You have a watch cup.
Yeah.
No, I wear watches multiple times, all the time.
But you
all
have
sorts of
a superstition with watches.
I have a superstition with watches. Yes,
they don't,
I do.
They don't have to be expensive watches. And just let me clarify.
I have one expensive watch.
Okay,
that
so
my wife got me as a present.
The other 50 are just lightly worn.
The other, they vary from the what's the company we advertise for, which is Touch of Modern.
Yes.
Not Touch of Modern.
MVMT.
The Touch of Modern.
MVMT.
Movement.
MVMT.
Movement. MVMT. Movement. I have my Movement watches. Mm-hmm. I have a Tommy Bahama watch. I have Victorinox watches.
Yeah. And the expensive watch that's a Casio, it has a calculator in
it's
it.
A classic.
Very nice. Yeah.
Solar power.
Yes. Wear it outside.
Do you...
I'd sell them all except for one.
So, for you've got a little crumb cruncher. It's not so little anymore. That's smart.
Right.
What about...
I gave him one of my watches.
How does it fit him?
He's got it little wrists.
He wears it as a belt.
Okay.
It's an oversized Revue Tommen.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That I gave him.
What
nice
if,
watch.
What
it looks
if
ridiculous
you could have
me.
Him set up a StockX account?
Right.
And then he posts your wear, like, and he gets a percent. It's a nice
gets a cut.
It's an if I had a kid,
need a cut. He gets his cut is he's got a roof over his head.
But
I'm worried about that anyway. Spoiling him. You
what
know?
Do you mean?
I don't want to spoil him.
It's how okay. are you spoiling him?
Well, I just, you know, I mean, he just got, we just got done with the birthday coronation. So, I mean, you know, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
You guys get him gifts. Listeners get him gifts. We get him gifts.
Well, Oscar hasn't got him a gift yet.
Michael!
I'm TBD.
That's right.
TBD.
Michael, come here.
It's complicated.
Well, I have something that I'm eyeing. I think Carl and Mike might get pissed if I send it, though.
Handgun?
No!
Okay.
No!
Okay.
Say thank you to everybody that gave you gifts.
Thank you.
Did you get a haircut, Michael?
Show him your design on your head. There it is.
Looking good.
Nice.
Back yeah, I like bit. It.
Like it. I
other
like
way.
It.
Other way. Other way. Other way. There we go. Little ooh. Lightning. Little
oh,
lightning.
I love it. I love it.
Because you're taking care of business, right, man?
Me.
Yeah. How you doing? How was your day?
Good.
Good. See you later. You want to say anything
goodbye,
else?
Duties.
Okay.
Very southern.
There he goes.
West Virginians love hot dogs.
There he goes. Oh, man. Hot day.
I like to die.
Yeah. Swear, it is so hot down here.
How hot is it?
It is so hot. Well, the heat index, it was 94 today, which is average.
Yes.
But we determine our temperature based on humidity. And the humidity is such that it was 103 heat index today.
Ooh, damn.
Hydrate.
A very sticky, sweaty. That's what I'm doing right now. That's why my cup runneth empty.
Yeah.
That's it. So you recommend this site?
If you're a collector or you just want to pick up something unique. And
I'm going to collectibles right
I'm
now.
I'm curious. Do they have albums? Do they have vinyl, LPs?
I hope not. Let me check.
Well, I'm just curious because what's happened lately, and I've seen this, is they're doing very limited runs of what are called 180-gram pressings of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Very heavy-duty, really top-notch stuff.
Yeah, they
stuff.
Have vinyl.
And they sell out real quick, and they appreciate quickly.
Yeah.
Kanye right. West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That's an album. Correct?
I have that album.
That's $66.
It was a gift from Zoolander.
Was it really?
Yeah. He said... I'm gonna
oh,
give
he loves,
you.
He loves Kanye.
I'll give you this record, buddy. I have to come over and hear it at your house.
Here's some of my wedding photos.
I'm gonna cry.
Didn't he openly weep in your home?
He did.
Yeah,
he
I
did.
Remember.
We had been
That's
drinking.
Wonderful. They have lots of albums on here, Rob.
Cool.
Lots
I'll check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going
it's
to
a
25. I always do that. A lot of gaming. Lots of gaming collectibles.
Yeah.
Ooh, watches. Let me see the watches.
I saw watches and I thought of you.
I was wondering if
they're selling
action
a
figures.
Casio G-Shock, which is a watch you can acquire at a Walmart.
I was going to say, that sounds very big boxy.
But it's probably out of, they don't
out
make it
stock.
Anymore, $475.
Yeah.
That is a G-Shock.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Was that anything?
Yeah, I liked it.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's,
I've seen that G-Shock. It's pretty cool looking.
What is the closest purchase you've made? You haven't bought anything.
Oh,
yet,
I bought
right?
sneakers.
You did buy sneakers?
Oh, yeah. I bought running shoes and I bought running shoes for a $50 markup because they were sold out on the Nike store.
What was the brand?
ZoomX.
And what was the size?
ZoomX. Size 3.
That's so small. He fell down
three.
A lot.
Size 3. Jesus Christ, Oscar.
What?
Well, how much were they now? Because I bought them...
$240.
Oh, so yeah, I paid $260 for mine.
Jeez, are you hoping to like hold them?
I'm hoping
and then
to
resell
run,
them.
Running them, Mike.
Yeah,
they have a carbon.
Won't be running to the bank.
They have a carbon fiber plate in them that propels you forward.
Only place you're going to be running to at that price is bankruptcy court.
But I still haven't gotten Michael a gift. Jesus Christ.
Hey, those are some expensive shoes, you know?
Oh, my God. Wow.
$130 each.
All right.
Maybe so save up for an oven, you asshole.
It's StockX. That's where Oscar goes, right? It'd be fun to, you know, sir. I'm not into it. I can already tell you I'm not into it.
Well, let you're not a handbags. Casio man either.
No.
And also, you don't have any part of your body that has a collectible gene at all. I border on being a hoarder. Oscar likes collectible things that really appeal to him, but you don't at all.
I wish I had saved some of my early stuff that I did, and I didn't save any of that either.
Well, you tapes lost them all in the divorces.
Yeah, the divorces.
Yeah, the first wife wanted all the air checks.
Yeah, I mean, when you're living in a room with four walls and a hot plate, life ain't too good. That's the way it goes, you know?
Poor man didn't even have a box spring. Just a mattress.
Be nice to me. I got the Kobe. We got to take a break. All right, we'll come back with Rob's digital dumpster. Might be me at the bottom of it. When we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomerashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Yes, here's to showbiz. This summer, we're seeing signs of a more normal life. Finally, we can get back to enjoying life's little pleasures, like smiling at your neighbor. Hello, neighbor. Oh. Neighbor. How are you? Seeing a movie and going to the post office. What? Hold on. Some parts of normal aren't so great, but with Stamps.com, you can skip trips to the post office and save on postage. With Stamps.com, you can print official U.S. postage anytime for any letter, any package, any class of mail, right from your computer. Then schedule a pickup or drop it off. Simple. You get discounts up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. And with their switch and save feature, you can compare carriers to find the best rates every single time. No wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use Stamps.com, just like us. Stop wasting time going to the post office and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with the promo code TMOS, you'll get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale, and no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS, Stamps.com. Never go to the post office again. Let's see who's in it today.
Always who is it?
Very exciting.
This is Yogi saying, it ain't over till it's over.
It's the late Yogi Berra, Mike.
Oh, no.
Yogi Berra.
He didn't sound good.
No, he didn't. I don't know if that was before or after he died. Hold on. Let's say
exciting.
Yogi. This is Yogi saying, it ain't over till it's over.
Yogi Berra. That's right.
Okay. Mike.
That got the reaction
bottom of the barrel.
A literally scraping the with no thought whatsoever. That's what.
Oh,
it was,
I disagree. But I think it's
okay. It is great.
The thing about the digital dumpster is you never know who you're going to get from what sphere of show business, sports
games.
Maybe someone who died recently. Maybe someone who's been dead for a while.
Maybe that's someone who's not dead at all.
That's right. It's just be someone who might think they ought to be dead.
Rumored to be dead.
Rumored to be dead could be.
Wished.
But today, exactly. Mike, from the Yankee dugout.
This is Yogi saying, it ain't over till it's over.
There it is.
Maybe I enjoyed it more than you. So, that's right. Do you know the name Carl Thomas Dean?
No.
Carl Thomas Dean is Mr. Dolly Parton.
Oh, the husband.
And
of
although
Dolly.
He stays out of the spotlight and has.
Don't they have an open marriage or something
I've
like that?
I've heard as much. Yeah, I have heard that. But they've been married a long time, back into the old, old days. And do you remember she said that when she turned 75, she was going to pose for Playboy magazine, right?
I didn't know that.
She threatened this for years. Well, she's 75 now, and there is no more Playboy magazine. So what she did for. Centerfold. What she did for Carl is she went on Twitter and put on the Playboy Bunny outfit and presented herself to him. And I'll tell you what, she looks good. This is her Twitter video that she posted right before she surprised Carl.
You're probably wondering why I'm dressed like this. Well, it's for my husband's birthday. Remember some time back I said I was going to pose on Playboy magazine when I was 75? Well, I'm 75 and they don't have a magazine anymore. But my husband always loved the original cover of Playboy. So I was trying to think of something to do to make him happy. He still thinks I'm a hot chick after 57 years, and I'm not going to try to talk him out of that. What I did for his birthday, I did a little photo shoot. I had a cover made of the new Dolly. Anyway, I'm going to surprise him, going in singing to him in my little bunny suit. So what do you think? You think Playboy ought to pay me for at least the photo shoot? I do.
I think she should get paid for the photo.
She is something else. 75. I mean, yes, of course, she's very open about the fact that she's had plastic surgery, but she looks very, very good for that age.
That man must pay his taxes on a regular basis if they're still talking about that.
Carl
Spackler.
No. Carl Dean.
Carl Dean. Sorry about that. Okay. I'm on fumes, boys.
I know. I understand. With all the talk of Bezos yesterday going into outer space and his
a lot of hate on the web about
very
that.
Very sexual-looking rocket. College Humor published a song a couple years ago that was actually trending again. It's called If I Had the Money That Bezos Had. And this puts into perspective how rich this guy is.
If I had the money that Bezos has, think of all the things I could do. I could buy a home for the homeless and turn around their luck. And after ending homelessness in the USA, I'd still have $14 billion. I could pay for cancer treatment for everyone on the earth. And if I funded every school in California, that would only be half of my worth.
Crazy.
How much money is it?
This is my favorite.
Maybe this will explain. If his wealth were in nickels, it would stack to the moon and then stack back down again.
And then back up, and then back down, and then back up, and then back down, and then back up and down and up and down again.
And then add another 10 more stacks.
So 20 stacks of nickels to the moon and back. Also, other stats that they mention in this, he could take everyone in the town of Tallahassee and make them a millionaire. And he would still be a billionaire after that.
Wow.
That's
he could buy everyone in New York City a subway ride every day for 15 years, and he'd still be worth $4 billion.
That's amazing.
If you took his wealth and put it in single $1 bills, it would put it on a scale. It would weigh what 98,000 rhinos weigh, three times the actual number of rhinos that exist in the world right now. Wow. That's how rich he is.
Mm. Isn't that great?
Yeah. And he has a nice hat.
Maybe he could hire a PR company so he could act like a human.
I think that would be nice.
Yeah, change his baldy image.
Now, we've talked in the past about how the Hollywood Walk of Fame is essentially you pay money and you get your star, right?
Right.
Okay. They are, I guess, lowering the standards or whatever. Marla Gibbs, who played the sassy maid on The Jeffersons, got her Hollywood Walk of Fame star yesterday. She's 90. She was also on 227. She is 90, as I said, and I want to say before I play the tape, she's okay. She did not fall, but she did faint while she was receiving her Walk of Fame star. She was standing right by her son, and her son actually caught her, but she's in the middle of her acceptance speech, and I'm thinking, maybe not put her through this for something that is so meaningless.
And I want to give special thanks to my daughter and my grandson for all the hard work that went into putting this event together.
You okay?
Yeah.
Give me some water. You want... Give me that chair back. Sit down, Mom.
How dare you?
sorry.
She was okay after
half an hour.
It
needed some audio embellishment.
She was okay after half an hour, and she got her star, and she's fine. But
what's the one you play that's got the cartoony sound in it?
We can
Why
now
you
go.
Play that again, and you put yours in, see if yours works.
We have
works,
to go okay? live. Okay, I think I can play them both at the same time. Hold on. I've never tried it. So
don't worry about it.
Here we go. We go to, this is Marla Gibbs at the Walk of Fame.
And I want to give special thanks to my daughter and my grandson for all the hard work that went into putting this event together.
Mike, it was a good call there. Okay. Marla Gibbs.
Okay, moving right along.
Okay, let's go back to the digital dumpster, shall we?
Yes.
That's a good idea. This is wild. This is a dash cam that was on a car in Yuba, California. And they're just talking.
Mike from Yuba.
Yes, yeah, Mike from Yuba.
They're just going down the street, and it's one of those roads in California where the southbound road is here, and the northbound road is a little higher, maybe 25 feet higher on a berm.
Okay.
And there's power lines. While they're driving, a car shoots off the upper road.
Oh, I saw this.
It was a few days ago. Crazy.
I hope they wash my truck tomorrow. I just came. There was two more things I need to put on that list.
And a car, literally, is airborne. And lands in front of them.
Oh, it was
absolutely astonishing.
And you know what? The lady driving the car escaped with minor injuries. Car was on fire.
Wow.
It was a remarkable. I can't imagine the speed she had to be going to get that kind of air on it. And also, that's right. And Mike, a lot of people don't know this, but the lady in the car was Jack A from the show 227. No. And that is your digital dumpster. Oh, Jack A.
Thank you.
Have a good Wednesday.
Mike, you feel better.
Yeah, Mike, do.
Thank you, boys, for soldiering through. Got to get out of here. Thank you very much. We will be back with another show tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
But why do they use them to make Brando?
Because Brando's got extra legs.